abilities are prior to a particular event, again, places everyone in that space in a strength position to do the best they can to keep the fans safe during the event.
I want to stay with the cold weather thing because I know the Virginia Tech people really well, and I spoke to them about last week. This is before any of the weather kicked in. Does cold weather, like snow, ice, where you're wearing bulkier clothes, is that a bigger security challenge maybe than a security of or an event in Miami, Florida, or something in a lot warmer weather?
Well, 2 points that immediately come to mind, obviously, is having a severe weather plan in place. You know, if there's some type of blizzard in the Buffalo area, having those contingency plans, Terry, in place to know what to do in terms of actually sheltering in place or, you know, evacuating a particular venue if there is, you know, some type of snowstorm going on, those coordination of efforts. But as you mentioned, too, from an effective screening standpoint, you know, knowing to have those key frontline folks in terms of ingress and egress, bag searches, having an effective clear bag policy in place, which the NCAA has, I think it's important. I think they do a terrific job in kind of pushing out their message on their website in terms of what the accepted, tolerated behaviors are for the fans before they come to the stadiums throughout the United States. So certainly security concerns, but just, you know, instilling that situational awareness for the frontline staff to look for signs of suspicious activity and sharing that information with the first responders in the space, I think is key.
Sports and entertainment consultant and national expert James DeMayo joining us here on The Edge ESPN. I guess I would throw this out to you as well. You know, back years ago, my dad was a principal at a high school. We pretty much opened the gym and it was ready. There was no, you know, a lot of security checks. I don't think you thought about it back then. This thing is really revolutionized. I guess technology has really revolutionized the security industry, the entertainment industry. And I thought you had a great point, and I've listened to some of the things that you've said on podcast. I've read some of the things that you've written. I guess I'd like you to differentiate a little bit, if you would, for our listeners, because you're always talking about being proactive, and it's an educational process rather than a fear process. Talk a little bit about that, if you wouldn't mind.
Two great points, and again, you know, a sign of, you know, being in a strength position, Terry, is certainly not only doing the research in the space, but imparting that knowledge to the frontline staff on a consistent basis. And one of the things that I pride myself on is getting past those five-minute huddles prior to tip-off. This is a process. The eyes of the world will be looking at Phoenix. They've never hosted a March Madness before a Final Four. So it's going to be a challenge for that city in terms of a strain on their police resources, the vetting process for the volunteers. It's a laundry list, A through Z. And again, as you mentioned, we do not create fear, but certainly, you know, the eyes of the world, as I mentioned, will be watching Phoenix area. But in particular, just sharing the information, imparting the knowledge consistently, I think places us all in a great position to do what we can to let the fans have a wonderful fan experience without, you know, being overzealous and creating a police state. And I think that's the balance between security and that being the bedrock foundation within the vertical. So certainly great points. You know, and as a leader in the space, as I mentioned, I've been really proactive because, unfortunately, Terry, we don't have these discussions until something really, really bad happens. So from lessons learned, we share information and we impart knowledge on a consistent daily basis to do everything that we can to keep the fans safe and entertained at these particular events throughout the country.
So if we have listeners that are going to a women's NIT, women's championship, men or any of these other tournament venues going on across the country, what suggestions or what guidelines would you impart to them in order to remain safe, but also enjoy the event, but be vigilant?
Vigilance is the key word there, Terry. Great point. And certainly I think, you know, we're all in this together. As I mentioned, we don't create fear, but if fans can, you know, kind of take a look at the website and understand what the codes of conduct are, get to the venues in plenty of time so they can get through the screening measures. And again, you know, security and safety is there to make the fans safe and obviously have an enjoyable experience. But time and time again, you know, the message is loud and clear. See something, say something. If it doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. And it's really incumbent upon all of us to share that information with someone in that space to keep us safe and sound for those 2.5 to 3 hours that we're in the building.
James, we're going to go a little over the break here, so John heads up on that one. I had one more question, and when you said that, it made me think of it, and I'm just curious. I'm not going to call it the company, but we have various security companies across the country that, you know, they'll do campus security or event security or whatever. And they have varying degrees of professionalism in terms of, you know, like, for example, the security company, when I went to the Masters a couple years ago, this was a security company, and I think we had their top-level people. It was a completely different atmosphere and professionalism on that staff as opposed to the very same company that did security for a campus that I was familiar with. And so I guess the challenge, and I'm going to ask you this, you know, I think obviously in the Super Bowl, the Final Four, you're going to get the elite of the elite, I would guess, in terms of security measures and personnel and the frontline people. What happens on the lower end of it? If we have some CIT or you know, lower end games where there's not as much attention paid to it, what would you say to the people that run those venues? Because you're dealing with dollars now, because obviously the higher level security you get, the more it costs. And, you know, unfortunately, cost is a big issue, as you said, until something bad happens. Then people want to know why you didn't spend that money. Talk a little bit about trying to appease both sides of that argument from the financial side and also the safety side.
Well, it's definitely a balance, and certainly budgets, you know, are a concern. But, you know, at the end of the day, you don't want to have a situation where you end up in court 6 or 7 months down the road trying to explain why you skimped on security. And we've seen that in professional sports. You know, we've seen that at different events where, again, you know, the leaders in the space maybe didn't take the time to kind of, you know, look at smart deployment. And I always talk about circles and circles and squares, but knowing your staff and some of those, those events that you described that maybe don't get the recognition as we get closer to the Final Four. Everyone, Terry, in that space has a duty of care, responsibility to do everything that they can. I think it's important to train those supervisors that manage those folks, you know, at the key entry points to understand that we all have a role. And if you look at what happened in Paris at the soccer stadium, that guard had about 10 years in the industry. But thankfully on that fateful day, he brought his A game. And I always talk about all of us bringing our A-plus games consistently on a daily basis to every stadium, venue, and arena throughout the United States to do what we can, because it's really about our freedoms. And in light of all, you know, the challenges that we're seeing throughout the world, whether it's the threat of terrorism, obviously the challenges with lone wolf, the disenfranchised, there's so many different challenges that we're seeing in sports and entertainment. But it's really about our freedoms and enjoying things that we do on a daily basis. But if we educate everyone that's entrusted with that duty of care, again, I think we come out on the best side possible in terms of enjoying the event and doing what we can to make an impact in the space.
James, do you see a point where, and they're probably already doing this, you're not going to see a security fee attached to your ticket, but per se, but the security costs obviously are an escalating factor in sports because you are having to pay for that security now. Do you see that being like everything else, just passed on to the consumer? And again, it won't be designated as a security fee, but nonetheless, that's probably what it is. Do you see that being a common occurrence that we're going to see in the future?
You know, I do, actually. I do, you know, and I look at it as my own personal safety and my own family. I'd want to make sure if I took my family to an event that the person that was obviously screening everyone else, including my family, to get into that venue was trained at the highest level possible. So certainly if that's the direction, Terry, that it goes, those funds have to be specifically earmarked for training initiatives within the space. So, you know, obviously, you know, the sports and entertainment industry, as I talk about, as I've written, is a multi-billion dollar juggernaut. But you certainly don't want to end up, you know, getting sued or facing litigation down the road because you didn't take the time to effectively and proactively train your staff within the space. So there is a possibility it could go in that direction. There is a lot of money, obviously, within the vertical. But at the end of the day, to me, over 25 years in this industry, you know, security is really the bedrock, the foundation. You can put money into metrics. You can do all the analytics you want. You can obviously monitor social media responsibly. You can do the signage. You can do all the corporate luxury suites. At the end of the day, if there's an adverse situation that occurs in any stadium, venue, and arena in the United States, fans will shy away from that venue, and they'll decide to spend their money in other avenues. So we don't want that to happen. We want the fans to be safe. You know, if there is some type of fee associated with the price of the ticket, I'm in favor of it as long as those monies are specifically earmarked for consultancies for resources, for continuing education, for certifications, for the guest services staff, for security, everyone working in within that space to be trained to the highest level possible to do what they can on a consistent basis to keep the fans safe day in and day out.
James DeMayo, entertainment and sports security expert out of Austin, Texas. James, tell people how that are listening how they can follow you or how to get more information on, to me, this is a very fascinating subject, how they can follow you.
Well, Terry, again, thank you for the opportunity to be on The Edge. I think it's a terrific program. I think it's a very timely message that we're discussing, obviously, with March Madness upon us. My name is James A. DeMayo. I'm the founder, president, and CEO of Unified Sports and Entertainment. Based here in Austin, Texas. I have a website, smeeventsecurity.com, which I just recently launched. But again, I'm all about sharing information, not instilling fear, getting everyone on the same page in terms of speaking the same language to do what we can, because I always look at it like this, as I mentioned earlier. You know, if I take my family to a particular event, I want to make sure that those folks have the highest level of training possible, because that can be reciprocated, obviously, to each and every one of us on a daily basis. So again, Terry, great opportunity, timely discussion. Again, we're not fear mongers. We want to share education and knowledge within the space. I think sports and entertainment is an amazing industry. I mean, obviously I have a master's in sport management, but my passion really has been in public service and providing for others and creating value for others beyond myself. And at the end of the day, I want to make sure that I can do everything I can with your help, certainly ESPN, to get this message out. That we really can make a difference during these difficult, trying times.
James, it was a pleasure, man. Thank you for coming on. Look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely, Terry. Thank you, sir. Enjoy your day. Take care.
All right. This is the ESPN 97.7 Terry Waldrop. This segment sponsored by, appropriately enough, Mr. Bobby Manning, attorney at law. Tremendous North Louisiana attorney, specialized in criminal defense, wrongful death, personal injury, whatever you need. Bobby is there for you. Don't delay. Call Bobby today, 318-342-1411. The Edge returns in a moment.
Saturday, April 1st, come to the 18th annual John Cimino Memorial Jam in downtown Ruston. The fun starts at 2 p.m. at Sundown Tavern and at 5 p.m. at Ponchatoula's. Musicians from all over the area will be playing on three stages, raising money for a music scholarship fund at Louisiana Tech. $10 admission includes food provided by some of the best cooks in the area. The John Cimino Memorial Jam, April 1st at Sundown and Ponchatoula's in downtown Ruston. Go to johnnyjam.com for more info.
Now is the time to rediscover Louisiana's hometown club. Rediscover superior golf course conditions. Rediscover unsurpassed member services. Rediscover access to over 270 world-class clubs and resorts. Rediscover Calvert Crossing. No initiation and 10 free cart rentals are just a phone call away. 397-0064. And online at calvertgolfclub.com. That's calvertgolfclub.com.
Hi, it's Stacy from Hooters. I can't say the official name of the big basketball tournament, but I can tell you Hooters is the best place to watch it. And while you're there, enjoy 12 buffalo shrimp and pitcher of Bud or Bud Light for $18.99, or choose a pitcher of Dos Equis for just $3 more. So when you're thinking about watching that tournament in the month between February and April, think Hooters with our awesome pitcher and buffalo shrimp specials during all basketball games. See you at Hooters.
Hit a home run this spring with one trip to H. Michael Sports. Rawlings, Wilson, Mizuno, Shoeless Joe. Every glove to catch every fly ball. Louisville Slugger backpacks only $24.99. Easton, Marucci, Worth, Combat. Every bat to score every time. Nike Youth Baseball cleats just $24.99. Easton backpacks, an incredible $19.99. Baseball to softball, Dixie Youth to T-ball. Good sports know head to toe. Everything they need is at H. Michael Sports. Still on Forsyth, still local. H. Michael Sports.
Swing into spring. Kick it off with McKinney Honda's 32nd annual spring open house. Here's Richie McKinney.
Spring is the perfect time to buy a Honda ATV or side-by-side. We're offering huge savings this week on everything at our spring open house. Save $1,000 on all 2016 Honda 700 and 1000 Pioneer side-by-sides. Our open house also offers savings on that four-wheeler you've been wanting. Save $600 on all Honda 420 Rancher 4x4s. Register all week to win a zero-turn mower. We'll have the giveaway this Saturday, along with free food, refreshments, and live music. Get a jump on spring with our spring open house event this week at McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
Honda recommends the 420 Rancher Pioneer Side-by-Side for riders 16 years and over, and recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. For your safety, read owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep the side nets and doors closed.
Better workouts begin at Better Living Market in Ruston. Better Living Market has an extensive stock of workout supplements, protein powder, and muscle builders. Better ways to lose weight begins at Better Living Market in Ruston as well, with fat burners and nutritional counseling. And men, better living in all areas of your life begins at Better Living Market in Ruston with Nature's Plus T-Male Testosterone Boost for men. Better Living Market in Ruston, on the corner of Alabama and Monroe Street. Call 243-0761. Better Living Incentives on our Facebook.
How does it feel? You're officially living on the edge. Hit Terry Waldrop up at 888-993-7762 and let him know. It's The Edge with Terry Waldrop on ESPN 97.7.
Hey, welcome back in. ESPN 977, Terry Waldrop, The Edge here on Wednesday the 15th, the day after the first four, or two of the first four games were played with NCAA tournament. Special thanks to James DeMeo, sport and entertainment security expert, one of the top guys in the country, joining us. To me, that's a fascinating topic. You guys that go to games from high school to college to professional, we've seen security change. And if you didn't get a chance to listen to that when they put the podcast up, I would highly encourage you to go back and check that out. Fascinating thing. One of the leading security universities in the country in terms of training people about it, Southern Mississippi down in Hattiesburg. And they have seminars several times a year that the best in the world literally come to. So anyway, thanks to James for coming on. A couple texts out there, and I'm going to get to those in just a minute. We'll get to them now. Let's see. Here we go. The LSU coaching job is open. If you notice, football coach sought after, and basketball coaches are sought after in different ways. This is Doc. When football jobs come open, ADs have many candidates on deck, but in hoops, it's like looking for a needle in a haystack. Doc, they already have people they're reaching out to. The problem with the NCAA and open coaching jobs, a lot of these guys are still coaching. And again, football, you don't see it very often. Years ago, Michigan did this. Steve Fisher was jumped aboard and was the head coach at Michigan. I think he was going to leave. He came on and led Michigan to a national championship. After the other guy was going to take another job, Bo Schembechler fired him. That sort of set the precedent for basketball coaches and football, for that matter. You saw this with Nick Saban and Boy Wonder, Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin had accepted another job. He was the Florida Atlantic head coach. Saban kept him around for the first game. After that, don't think so. See ya. So a lot of these guys are still coaching. We saw it with Brad Underwood last year at Stephen F. Austin. They get beat literally an eighth of a second away from the Sweet 16 spot. They get beat. A day and a half later, he is at Oklahoma State. That had been done for a while. It was just waiting to dot the I's and cross the T's. The agents are being called. For example, I would tell you at LSU, they had reached out to people 2 months prior, just in case. And I'm talking about the basketball job, football job too, for that matter. And so, yeah, it's really similar. I'll say this at LSU. I've told you on this show before, and I had this conversation with someone yesterday. As a general rule, athletic directors don't hire football and basketball coaches. Now, they get credit for it. They're the gatekeepers. They're the spokespeople for it. Presidents hire football and basketball coaches. I think this might be an exception at LSU. I really do. I think, again, LSU basketball has hit such a negative perception. I don't even think people are mad about it after this year. I think they're just apathetic, and that's the worst thing you can be. So I actually think Joe Oliva probably will make this call. How comfortable are you right now? This will be his third basketball coach. So, yeah, think about that. We'll marinate on that one a little bit. Joe Oliva. Steve says, on momentum, does it exist? Michigan has won 10 of 12. Princeton, Vermont, won 20 in a row. Contrary, Baylor has lost 6 of 11. Carolina and Kansas lost their home game. Duke has momentum. Wouldn't Carolina be better rested? No loss is good. How does this balance out? Is it momentum the only thing that matters right now? Look, the thing about NCAA tournament, ultimately, you got to be really hot, and you got to be good. That's why the Cinderellas don't get past typically the Sweet 16. It's just not going to happen. You got to have NBA guys. And, you know, you're going to have some first-round huge upsets. You'll have a 2 beat a 15. You're going to have invariably the 5s will knock off the 12. Somebody's going to shoot the ball real well. I'll tell you the one I think's going out early, and they could also win a national championship, UCLA. UCLA's entertaining, man. Go watch them. Those cats can shoot. They're just rocking on offense. Everybody but their center can shoot threes. I mean, they got the ball kid on there who's going to be a top three pick in the draft. They're entertaining. They guard about what Benoit Rec Center does at about 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon. Not much. We come back. We're going to go talk. This was a short segment for us because James and I went over. We're going to go take our last break. We come back. We're going to get into the teams being hot, teams being good, and I'm going to show you how jobs open up. Sometimes things just fall right for you. Listen to ESPN 97.7. This segment sponsored by our title sponsor, Dr. David Weber, North Monroe Animal Hospital. Simply the best pet care you're going to get. Go see him on U.S. 165 North in Monroe, 318-345-4545. Dr. Weber, North Monroe Animal Hospital. Back in a minute.
That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chips
are free. Brennan Collision Center is now open. This is Steve Brennan. Our new body shop is now open and ready to take care of your repair needs. Our manager, Cheryl Thornhill, is well known in the area, and her team of Marshall Doss, Paul Wills, Doc, Kevin Murray, and Joellen Simpson have decades of experience and a reputation second to none. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and our phone number is 251-4824. We'll get your car repaired quick and to your satisfaction. Give Cheryl a call. Brennan Collision Center, located next to Brennan Dodge on the service road in Ruston.
If you're a renter, you may never know why your landlord starts lawn care at 7 a.m. every Sunday. Or why your car is the goal line for the neighbor kids' soccer games. You may also not know State Farm can save you hundreds by combining your auto and renter's insurance. So protect your car and your stuff with one good neighbor, your State Farm agent. It could save you time and money. One more way, we're here to help life go right.
I'm Kim Dupree, your State Farm agent in Ruston. Kim Dupree, 255-6301.
Now is the time to rediscover Louisiana's hometown club. Rediscover superior golf course conditions. Rediscover unsurpassed member services. Rediscover access to over 270 world-class clubs and resorts. Rediscover Calvert Crossing. No initiation and 10 free cart rentals are just a phone call away. 397-0064 and online at calvertgolfclub.com. That's calvertgolfclub.com.
I want to tell you about my friends at North Monroe Animal Hospital. Specializing in all medical and surgical care for small animals, and they even providing a boarding service. My friend Dr. David Weber and his staff are always my choice for my animals and should be yours as well. Located conveniently at 4300 Sterlington Road, which is 165 North, you can reach out to them at 345-4545. That's 345-4545. Tell them you heard it here on ESPN 97.7, North Monroe Animal Clinic, the official animal care provider of Terry Waldrop and The Edge.
Get riding this spring with McKinney's. Deals on Kawasaki's can be found this week at Spring Open House. Here's Richie McKinney.
Now's the perfect time to saddle up on that bike you've been wanting. Take advantage of our Spring Open House savings on Kawasaki motorcycles, four-wheelers, side-by-sides, and jet skis. Save $1,000 on 2016 Kawasaki 900 Vulcans. Save $2,000 on 2016 Kawasaki Terex side-by-sides. Or get on the water with a jet ski. Save $1,500 on the 2016s. Stop by this week for savings throughout the store. Plus, register all week for a zero-turn mower to be given away this Saturday, along with free food, refreshments, and live music. It's our 32nd annual spring open house all week, only at McKinney Honda, your outdoor superstore in Ruston.
Kawasaki ATVs with engines over 90cc are recommended for use only by persons 16 years of age or older. Read owner's manual and all on-product warnings. Kawasaki also recommends that all ATV riders take a training course. With Kawasaki jet skis, always wear a USCG-approved personal flotation device, eyewear, gloves, and footwear.
Did you know that leg pain in your leg could be a symptom of peripheral vascular disease or PAD? Don't ignore your leg pain any longer. Get to the heart of the matter and call a heart, lung, and vascular clinic location today to schedule an appointment. 329-1900. Dr. Blaine M. Borders has clinics in West Monroe, Monroe, and Winsboro with outpatient vascular procedures for your care and convenience. Are you feeling more tired than normal, shortness of breath, or leg pain? Remember the heart, lung, and vascular clinic and Dr. Blaine M. Borders. Call 329-1900.
I'm back, and I'm better than ever. Got a knack for making things better. Face facts, 'cause your opinion don't matter. This maniac is gonna step on whomever.
The Edge with Terry Waldrop is back, and better than ever. Hit Terry up at 888-993-7762 to join in on all the fun.
Hey, welcome back in. ESPN 97.7. Terry Waldrop, The Edge. Apologize for that short segment. James DeMayo, the security consultant. And I went a little bit long. I might just have that short segment there. We're going to close it out. I want to get into this. A couple texts out there I'm going to get to. But I want to talk to you about how this tournament works. Does the best team always win? Yeah, not necessarily. The hottest team, the most fortunate team. There's a lot of things that go into this, folks. Let me give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Let's dial back. I don't know, 2004, I think it was. And you had a very good Tennessee team. They were, I'm trying to think what they were. Tennessee was an 11 seed. They were in the first four game. Now, they played Iowa. Iowa had lost 6 out of 7 games. The Iowa coach had some serious family health issues going on. So Tennessee beats them. They got to play UMass in the next round. UMass had lost 3 out of 5 games. They won that one. If you remember back in 2014, Mercer had knocked off Duke. So Tennessee got to play an Atlantic Sun team in the round of 32, which they won. Next thing you know, Quanzo Martin is a Sweet 16 coach, and he beat Iowa, who had lost 6 of 7. They were bad. UMass, who had lost 3 out of 5. They were bad. And then, no disrespect to Mercer, who had knocked off Duke in one of the biggest upsets in tournament history, but how'd you like to play those guys to go even further? Now you're in the Sweet 16. Quanzo parlayed that into the Cal job because he didn't feel appreciated at Tennessee, and I think they're in the NIT this year. And so it's favorable matchups, folks. It's favorable matchups. We talked about Michigan, Oklahoma State earlier, Maryland and Xavier. Oklahoma State got the higher seed. Xavier got the more favorable game. Xavier, a lower seed than Oklahoma State. But they got a more favorable game in Maryland, who is reeling, having lost a player. They're not playing at their strength right now, sort of on a downward trend. And Oklahoma State gets red-hot Michigan. Now, make no mistake, Michigan and Oklahoma State, Maryland and Xavier can win multiple games in the tournament. But two of them are getting out on Friday. And, again, we talked about UCLA. I think UCLA is imminently vulnerable, and here's why. If you don't guard anybody, when's the last time you really saw a team win a championship and it was all offense? Answer, you haven't. The great Loyola Marymount teams back in the day, Paul Westhead running the Loyola system. I ran that 1 year in junior college, or I was on a staff that did. It's different. But it's predicating on scoring a lot of points. You don't care how many the other team scores. The problem is in the NCAA tournament, you're going to run up on a team at some point that shoots the lights out of it, and they're simply going to hit more threes than you do. Nobody in the history of the NCAA tournament's run through it on offense. And so if you don't have that ability to guard somebody, to lock down, you're going to have a night when you're not shooting it. You're not shooting the ball well. And that's likely the night you're going to see UCLA go home. Now, having said that, they'll probably go to the Final Four and win a national championship. They're entertaining. I mean, they're absolutely entertaining. Sort of like Big 12 football. It's entertaining. Man, they put up 60 points a night. It's fun to watch. But is that really going to lead you ultimately to play for a national championship when you have to win as many games as you do? So crazy stuff going on there. It's, you know, I don't know the bracket. We're going to see some upsets. I don't know. Tabor, you got an upset that you favor more so than another one? You got something you're looking at?
Yeah, I got middle in my Sweet 16. I don't know how big of an upset that really is. I just think that's a really good ball club. I'm with you on UCLA. I'll be frank. I think they're soft. You know, like you said, especially on the defensive end. I noticed watching Ball play a little bit in the Pac-12 tournament. I think he banged his hand up. And when things weren't going for him on the offensive end, he kind of got that, you know, head down. You know, his body language did not impress me going forward when the going got tough. There's a lot left to be seen from it. The thing is, UCLA has the talent to make a Final Four run, or they could lose in the first weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's the beauty of this tournament.
Yeah, LeVar Ball yesterday. I'm going to get on this next week. LeVar Ball, the father of all the Ball brothers, one playing at UCLA, that's going to be likely be a top 3-4 pick this year in the draft. The guy makes outlandish, outrageous comments. The kids really don't say too much. They're very, I don't know if I'd use the word humble, they're quiet. Because the dad's out there throwing all kind of stuff. Now, I think he played 1 year at Washington State and averaged like 2 points a game, something like that.
He would have smoked MJ in 101 back in his day.
Yeah, and everybody's going crazy over that comment, folks. The guy is spinning the media. The guy's he might be a world-class moron. I don't know.
I think he's crazy like a fox, Terry.
Exactly right. I think he's playing everybody. The more outrageous comments he makes, the more publicity he gets. He's got their own brand for him and his sons, the Big Baller brand. And, again, he goes, look, my son's better than Steph Curry. If he was on the Warriors right now, they'd be doing better. Then he makes a comment the other day, hey, I could have smoked Michael Jordan one-on-one back in the day. This is when Jordan was with the Bulls and you were averaging 2 points a game on an awful Washington State team. But the media runs with it. It leads the front pages. It is clickbait. LeVar Ball says he would beat Michael Jordan. What moron is not going to click on that? I know I did. I clicked on it. What is this idiot saying now? I think the guy's a genius. I think he's getting people to talk about him. I think the name is out there. The branding is out there. I think the guy's a genius. Now, having said that, is he still a nut? Yes. But you got to give credit where it's due. He is beating the media at their own game. You know, it's like Aaron and them picking at me this morning on the Kim Mulkey to LSU deal. Kim Mulkey's one of the best basketball coaches in the country anywhere. I can make the same comment about Geno or the same comment about Bob Huggins or Calipari or, you know, there's a multitude of people that are very, very good at what they do. Some of the best coaching in the world is done at the Division II NAIA JUCO level, Division III. Don't kid yourself, folks. There's some really good coaches out there. A lot of them just never get that break. And so if you're LSU right now, maybe do you interview? I don't know. I don't know what the powers that be down there are going to decree. I don't know what the money people involved are going to do. If somebody with enough money wants Kim Mulkey to get an interview, she'll get an interview. It's that simple. And, again, that's no disrespect to Kim Mulkey. That's no disrespect to anybody. That's just the truth. Just because it's never been done doesn't mean there won't be a first time. I'm not sure LSU's really the test case for that. It may be. I don't know. She might do great. I do think the recruiting is different. I think the game is a little bit different. But if anybody can handle it, it's probably her. You know, Gino Arimena for years has talked about getting onto the men's side. It's a different world, folks. It's a different world. You know, in women's basketball, and I think women's coaches have told me this, what is there, maybe 8 teams that can win it? Maybe. And so the power is concentrated in different places. Geno had a clip we're going to run next week about, John, I think I sent that to you, about parents and basketball and, you know, what they look for in body language. I thought it was fascinating. I've retweeted it, and a bunch of people have picked it up, and I stole it from somebody else. But I think he gives great insight. You know, if you're a great coach, the you know, late Don Chiles told me that. You know, if you can coach one sport, you can coach another. I somewhat agree with that, but I think it's about managing people. Kim Mulkey, certainly an unbelievable manager, motivator, coach, recruiter of talent. I just don't know if that translates. It may. I don't know. It's, people smarter than me going to figure that one out. So, anyway, been fun. I appreciate Mark Kramer going to jump in tomorrow and Friday for me. I'll probably call in one, if not both of those days, to see what is going on in the world of sport. Lots of upsets out there, folks. This is the greatest basketball weekend of the year. You'll have all sorts of things going on between now and then. Make sure you stay tuned tomorrow at Hooters. Sean Fox and I forgot, I think Mintz and, boy, Mark Kramer will be nervous in there, won't he? That'll be fun. I hope they live stream that one. That would be epic. But, yeah, they'll do well at Hooters. Make sure you text Hooters, 888-993-7762 for gift card drawings. Thanks to our sponsors today, Dr. David Weber, North Monroe Animal Hospital. Our title sponsor, Pieworks Gourmet Pizza by Design, Bobby Manning, attorney at law, Ouachita Valley Federal Credit Union, G.B. Cooley, and Vantage Health Plans Affinity Health Care. For John Tabor, I am Terry Walter. Make sure you stay tuned this afternoon to Fox. I almost said Fox and Company. The Sports Company with Sean Fox. I went to see Puffy yesterday. He's doing better. Hopefully we're going to get Puffy with a segment here sometime next week. So for the aforementioned Puffy, for John Tabor, I'm Terry Water. Aloha, folks.
Thanks for listening to The Edge with Terry Waldrop. No matter what the topic, Terry will take it all. He's not scared, and you better not be either. We want to see you right back here every single weekday from 9 to 10 a.m. on ESPN 977 and ESPN977.com. Missed it? No problem. You can catch the podcast on iTunes and in the Google Play Store. We're living on the air.
Injured in an accident? Call Creed & Creed in Monroe for local experienced representation. This is KNBB Dubuque Ruston Monroe, ESPN 97.7.
Fantastic. $10,000 Amazon credit.
Solid.
And a trip to next season's Maui Invitational.
Hey, where's that place?
Which I looked into, and it's in Maui.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good place to go.
Well,
I'll send you my photos, by the way,
you know
of
what?
Maui
it's
to get
just,
you ready.
It's just not a cute title.
No, it's
okay?
not. It's actually there.
Maui Invitational means you actually are going to Maui. How great is that? And then also on for the all the different shows, we'll have a contest as well. And Andrea put it on the Mike and Mike page, and I did what I do. I retweeted it at ESPN Golic to join the Mike and Mike Tournament Challenge. We have over 200,000 there. I think last year we had about 400,000 or 500,000. So we'll get that up there as well, so you can join into that. But you can, for the whole ESPN one, you can win. That's some great prizes right there.
It is
very,
it
very
is
cool.
Great. So remember, you have until noon on Thursday to enter. Last year we had 13 million plus brackets entered. We're getting close to 11.7 million now, so we're hoping to hit the number or even cross it as we go forward. All right, lots to get to. You ready?
Let's
start with one of my favorite things ever.
Off the top.
You love it. Yeah, I do. I do. The tournament began Tuesday with a pair of first four games with Mount St. Mary's and Kansas State advancing.
So what we've had, we usually get these teams even advancing further than this. Obviously, VCU was the team years ago. What was it, 2011, where they made it, I believe, to the Final Four. So we'll see if any of them can do damage. Two more games tonight. North Carolina Central, UC Davis play against each other, as does Providence and USC. USC was that team a lot of people thought maybe they could have been out and Syracuse could have been in, but USC gets the chance. So those four teams tonight, two of them will move on to start playing the tournament come Thursday afternoon and Friday.
And people understand, since this first four format began in 2011, one team playing in the first four has advanced to the round of 32 every year, and on three occasions, the team has advanced to the Sweet 16, so they're not always a sacrificial lamb going forward. We got two more of those games coming up, and we continue with
Off the Top. The Top.
Everybody's coming to my side on this now.
Yeah.
Legler's on my side.
Not me.
Russell Westbrook became the fifth player in NBA history to have 70 career triple-doubles with his performance against the Nets, 25, 12, and 19.
Yep, 33rd triple-double of the season, 70th, as you mentioned, of his career. So he's already passed Will Chamberlain. Will had 31. Russell's at 33. The record is the Big O at 41. But the big question will he average the triple-double for the season, and it looks like he's well on his way, certainly, to doing that. I think assists, I think Hembo had told me that he was closest to possibly falling out of that, but still obviously over 10 there. And that is the big debate. Is he going to be the MVP? Is it going to be James Harden, LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard? It's a heck of a race that's going on right now.
It is. And look, 70 career triple-doubles, almost half of them have come this year. Almost half of them have come this year. We'll see if he can join Oscar Robertson and average a triple-double for the season. And we have more NBA.